The government has secured a really comfortable majority, the ruling coalition, increasing the number of seats it has from 69 to 76. And given that there are no other elections scheduled for another 3 years, this is potentially an opportunity for Prime Minister Kishida to really push through on his policy agenda. And analysts say that he can rule fairly stably going forwards over the next few years. But what is really attracting a lot of attention is that pro-amendment parties have secured a two-third majority in the upper house. That's pro-amendment of the constitution. They also need two-thirds in the lower house, and they have that for both houses, which means they could push forward any kind of constitutional reform. And this is related to Japan's pacifist constitution, which was put in place after World War II and prevents it from taking any kind of non-defensive action overseas. Now, it was a long-held ambition of former Prime Minister Abe to revise that, and indeed in 2014, he did push through some amendments that, for example, would allow Japan's self-defense forces to fight overseas for the first time.